Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about podcasts while driving. I'm going off now to Springwood Hub to watch with veterans an old, I suppose it is a war movie, people really love it. It's an old, called The Odd Angry Shot, an Australian war movie. They're actually producing another one coming up soon called The Tet Offensive. Not The Tet Offensive, Long Tan. I think I can't really stand watching it. So you've got the benefit of this podcast. Now, I have sort of moved in this research paper I've written to include exploratory stories which tell various things. One would be the Night Kittens of Umbulu. Another one is the story of me throwing out a huge A to D to get across. There is one that I'm going to, another story which I'm adding to it, which is the story of termites eating termite bait. We'll get back onto that in a very short while. But I was going through the actual, what's happened is that it's a bit like sudden withdrawal. The education department suddenly said, oh, well, look, we're not going to actually teach this particular idea set anymore. Oh, it's just out of fashion. It doesn't, not the fact that it's completely wrong, completely, you know, just incredibly, insanely stupid. We're sort of big people here. We've decided that we're not going to teach this anymore. And it reminds me of these really laconic, I think that's a word I was looking for, laconic sayings. Now, I'm just going to check on this person's house. I'm going to cross on it. Okay, just checking on my friend, is sort of an old guy, particularly with the neighbours, he's been looked after. I'll sort of go up and see if there's anybody who wants to be picked up for this film. It's not looking too crash hot, quite incidentally, quite honestly speaking. So we're talking about this thing. So I've gone into the slight story mode for it, and unfortunately some people listen to it. And look, there are some brilliant Australian stories, and the thing is, they don't get their, I don't know, people seem to have, look, there's got to be an official story before we can tell it. Now, there's this thing about this absolutely appalling explanation of semiconductors, which is just sort of, you know, which is the heart of this stuff that I'm building. I'm building a something called a utility box, just unashamedly going out there and using every lever that you can possibly pull to get this one up and across, and calling it a utility box is similar to Batman and Robin's utility belt. It's a thing where there's thousands of little devices in it, and I'm just going over here, and I really suspect there'll be no one here wanting a lift or anything, but I'm going through the motions anyway, and it looks as though it's sort of parked out with a maximum. There's a huge number of people parked out here. Now, one of the great things is that I can sort of wait here for a few minutes. So I'm going to pick up old veterans if they want to go to this Australian movie. What I'll do is I'm just going to sit outside the front there for a few minutes just to see if there's anything going on. I've got to get my head in the game, my head around this whole thing. So there's these Australian stories. Now, there's some beautiful stories. Now, I've got to say, got to peel carrots, got to shoot some huskies, flushed a kitten down a toilet. All these horrible things, which are great. You know, we've got to flush the kitten down the toilet. In terms of So that particular one is for something which is, it's a management plan which is completely insane. It's got no function whatsoever. It's horrible repercussions. So absolutely horrible repercussions. I'm going to wait here for 5 minutes. That's a funny one. However, there is this also saying, so they've had this absolutely appalling way of teaching semiconductors, and now they've decided no one's learning it, no one likes it, and it's nothing to do with the way they're teaching semiconductors, the fact that it's completely appalling. So what's happened is that the entire system has slowly ground to a halt, and they've decided, perhaps we don't really need to teach semiconductors anymore. No one was enjoying it. It goes nowhere. It's got no relevance. The fact that it was absolutely incorrect. So if I can describe how incorrect it is, I explained it was similar to thinking that you could add menu items, so actually cutting up the a recipe by cutting up the words of the recipe and putting in the word into the soup. And so essentially what we have is electrons, they've got basically a serial number, and their serial numbers can be arranged on a page, sort of mapped where they are, sort of serial numbers there, and then people have become deeply confused between the serial number and the actual electron itself, because they've described the electron as a dot, and they've the serial number, because it's inches, has a dot position. They've got incredibly confused with them, and it's led to this most appalling teaching that one could ever imagine. And it's not really worth discussing. However, there is the thing. Now, these things they're not incredibly popular. Okay, so often you may only hear it once. A lot of the times you only hear it once. You might hear it twice. It depends how you've been, and it's generally I don't know. I find going to a different state and talking to the old technicians, they tend to pick up these ideas. So I don't want to. I don't know whether that's. It doesn't look like so. That's a veteran coming across here. No, just an old punter. Okay. So So the story is salmon mousse. Now, what is there in salmon mousse? There's the Monty Python skit where death comes to visit this uppity-up themselves dinner party in the country, and everyone's having dinner, and it's knock, knock. Who's at the door? I am death. Oh, sir, well, welcome in. Oh, it's funny, the locals are a bit weird and all this type of stuff. And he says, I am death. Oh, that's very unusual. And go along. And then, oh, honey, shut up, I'm death. You're all death. Oh, if we're not death, we're the sun moves. So if we're all death, how come we're still alive? And he points over, death points over, and he says, the salmon mousse. And, I should have checked that thing. Hey, I didn't eat the salmon mousse. It was someone else, but so they're all dead. So the saying, so it's called salmon mousse. But the difference is, or the story I've heard about it, is that the bossy chef, you say to the chef, oh, look, I don't, the salmon mousse is... It's a bit off. It smells a bit off. Well, serve it anyway. And then there's a bit of a quiet, and it goes, oh, you might be right, a bit right about the salmon mousse. Why is that? Oh, it's a bit quiet out in the restaurant. Now, I don't know. So this entire thing here is that, oh, little bit concerned about what you're teaching the kids about semiconductors, etc., and electrons and the classical physics, and some, oh, shut up, get it out, serve it anyway. And then in that situation, there's no students passing, there's nothing happening, lack of interest, lack of relevance, a whole heap of factors going on, and there's this what's called it's actually quiet out in the restaurant, so there's terms like we've got to shoot a husky. So there's this incredible, this is actually did happen in Antarctica. They actually had to shoot huskies for food. And there's this perhaps the most emotional times where these people have basically given a rifle, a packet, a revolver. like there's no polar bears, there's no threats, there's nothing. The only reason you'd pack a revolver is that if you were going to starve, you could at least shoot yourself, shoot someone else, or shoot one of the huskies. Okay, we're off and running, off to Springwood for it. There's no one here. No. Nope. Okay. So there's this. It's quiet out in the restaurant, i.e., that your explanation has been so toxic, it has actually destroyed the entire field. Your teaching has been so bad. It has been so bad. It's actually destroyed the entire teaching. I obviously don't say that, but it's obviously what I think. But there's also we got to shoot a husky and stuff like that. So the story goes a little bit deeper in terms of that you're unpacking such and such. So why am I doing this? And the story is that it's the why am I packing a revolver for the Antarctica? Well, it's so I can eventually shoot a husky. So why am I why have I been directed now to write every detail of my work down, exactly how I do it, because they're intending to sack me and give me my job to someone else. I don't know. So it's like being given the revolver for your expedition. These are all these very, very subtle, what are the stories? They're laconic. Stories, and that's sort of very interesting to go across. There's the so it would be I don't know. You wouldn't say quiet in the restaurant. No, we know what you do, but say an old, or I think they're all retired or did that, but you would say. There's that, or there's a sort of very famous thing of people putting plans for storing vital plans in a waste paper basket. And this is for the computers and stuff like that, and people just threw them out, just threw it out. And there's all these. I don't know. In that case, there's a big question about whether it was deliberately thrown out. It's sort of hard to say. There's the beautiful saying of Mawson, who was the leader of the Arctic expedition, and he was on the little wooden boats leading out of Hobart. And there's one thing that you have to do. So how about southern capital city? And one of the things that's important to know is that back in those days, you made things up as you came along. Firstly, you didn't have information. you're going to an unexplored territory, so you don't know what's there. So you've got to plan as you go. You store things in, and you build your plan around your stores to use 100% of your stores. So it seems remarkable that, you know, you get 100% of your stores. And of course, it's, I don't know the word there, but he was down there, and it was it's for the British Empire, but also it's research. Oh, you need research students there with them, with you all to get it done. And so the research student was up in the cabin, you know, the Arctic wind, and I'll tell you what, the Southern Ocean is just, it's no picnic, mate. It is absolutely no picnic down at the Southern Ocean. And you know, stuff like that, and the cabin's there, and this person saying, oh, so it's not like the Mediterranean where it's all smooth sailing. What? You know, you're not at the back with your golf, you know, hitting golf out and going, ho, ho, ho. It's pretty tough. And so you're out there. So, I'd die halfway across the ocean. I wouldn't even make it to Antarctica. Okay, so this person says, you know, look, they've asked me to peel potatoes, or peel carrots, I think it is. I think it's peel carrots. And, but I think it's peeled potatoes. I think the story I was told is peeled potatoes. Okay, they've asked me to peel potatoes. And Mawson listened, put down his pen on his map and stuff like that, and said, oh, okay. I'm just stepping out for a moment. And the student there said, oh, I wonder what's happened to him after an hour, 20 minutes, you know, just waiting there, nothing much happening. And so we'll be with you in a second. Now, you're going to get the punchline in no time whatsoever, whereas, because I'm just going to have to go and stop for a microsecond. So, back again. And, this little research student went round the ship. Now, these ships are actually quite tiny overall, so wouldn't have taken too long to go down. Where is he? And it's sort of not like the Titanic or anything big. And where is he? He's there in the kitchen. And there was Mawson in the kitchen peeling potatoes with the crew. And of course, you know, ultimate sort of genius to go across. And so there's a certain, again, there's a reference to, when you're in a startup or something like that, and you've got to get your team together, you can often sort of, I don't know, fold letters or, you know, print things out, do some very, get in at the really menial basic tasks, and just defuck up a place. So that's doing that. So we've got shooting huskies, of course, which I've across. Of course, Mawson had to shoot his huskies, and realization later on that's why you would go to, obviously you had to go for this huge distance, and so if I was in Antarctica, you know, and it's unexplored, it's unhabited, so why on earth would you have a pistol there? So this is, I don't know, just this general referring, the salmon moose one. One of the stories I'm going to say, now that I've sort of lifted the lid of slowly, gradually telling stories, is the story of talking with a termite exterminator. And the way that the termite poison works is that when the termites eat this particular poison, it softens their chitin skin. So chitin is the is the insect world and fungus world and bacterial world super material. So one set up from cellulose, and it is incredibly powerful. It's, you know, much stronger than wood, can cut through it. And fungus, I'm not going to obviously go. And fungus, these fibres of chitin can actually pierce all living material. It can develop a huge pressure and just penetrate. But in the white ants, which are actually related to cockroaches, they're communal cockroaches, they rely on their ability to chew wood. You know, things that you'd normally need a drill bit, they can do that. So if you soften that, which this bait does, the only thing they can eat is this bait. Okay, now when they eat this bait, they then go back, and what happens is that their process of the shedding the skin doesn't work, because to shed skin it has to be relatively strong. It's got to flake off, and what happens is that they die. You go back and they die, pressure cooked by their own inability to expand and grow. They die, and then when they die, they die in such a way that the toxin is taken and spread eventually through to the queen. Of course, the queen's not out there eating wood, it's taking things back. So this bait, you have to leave them undisturbed, obviously, to eat this bait. Go across. So this has been explained to me. And then there's a sudden realization that, is this not what is happening here with this science syllabus? We're teaching a science syllabus in such a way that the only job you are qualified to, because what you're teaching is wrong, the only job that qualifies is the only industries around here. The only thing you can do is teach it again to the next generation. There's no usefulness in it whatsoever. So, you know, obviously, then are we doomed? And the answer is perhaps not, because unlike the termites, we do have a social system, and we do have a system that the only thing it's good to is to actually teach another kid. There is evolution on its side. So over many, many generations, the white ants may stop eating it. They may do something different. They may have a bait and decide to do something else. Now, this is true already. There are white ants who are very intelligent, apparently very intelligent, and if you disturb them, they will disappear for a week, and then when the termite inspector's gone, come back again. The species we've got the Einstein termites. So there's that, but they still go to the bait. So the entire thing is, you put the bait there very, very quietly. And this is also true for rats. Rats will learn to observe for people are laying baits and avoid the baits and stuff like that. However, we humans are slightly different in that we don't all do the same behaviour. We do change behaviour. So one of the change behaviour may be UB, but then if we do exclusively UB, alternatively the residual behaviour may be, this is for utility belt, utility box, the residual behaviour may be slightly different again. Okay, I'm up here in plenty of time to spring wood. Oh, gee. So I'm going to sneeze in the sun. Oh, sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Now, just so it's the fact it would be stupid to as stupid like the stupid thing is to say, look, definitely I'm going to make it very, very hard to for you to get out there and do the utility box. We're just not going to do it. Alternatively, it's also almost stupid to say we're going to throw away the bulb thermometers, because ultimately the thing that sets us apart from termites is the ability to do all solutions at once and actually evaluate, saying, all right, you eat the bait, you eat over here, and you do this. And the thing about the way that the termite bait works is that termites go over to doing one thing. Now, unfortunately, we've had a process where only one explanation. We've got a system where we had to mark it, and the requirement, if you really look into it, the requirement of why everyone's been taught this complete rubbish is that complete rubbish is something that we're not concerned about actually equipping our people so much as credentialing them. So if you are credentialed, you then have access, and therefore so if you like if you've done something, you've got access to be employed. I'm just going to check coming out here. It's crawling with vets here. Yeah, they're all. It's all a thumping, pumping. It's all happening around here. The other thing about the restaurant story, I think it's going to be a fairly busy time. Oh, she is. Yeah, so I've just got to. I'm not surprised, but there's sort of not no people coming. There'll be enough people here to get enough. So you can see it's the old war vets coming in. Okay, so that's the fundamental story in that. Finally does the termites in is their inability to do anything different. That's the moral of the story. So I think I'll close that off as a little podcast on good old Aussie science stories. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.